Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me, what's coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead to that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
Mama prayed for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
I die a little every day, yeah. So I keep pressing down as I answer your call. Give me more of you.
Good morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk with your co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers, who is filling in for your regular host, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. Announcements. Look for Amazing Grace School of Ministry classes. We'll be starting back in the fall. But you can still listen to previous lessons by contacting Dr. Maria Carey by email at drcareyphd@yahoo.com. For more information regarding the lesson on classes, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. Tune in for a new exciting lesson series. The first series is Grace Under Fire, Resolving Conflict Peacefully. Let's read the topic scriptures. Matthew 5 and 9, and this is the King James Version. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Hebrews 12, 14 and 15, King James Version. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Look diligently, lest any man fail of grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Let's get into the lesson. In a time where conflict was common, God sets a different standard. That standard requires that believers be in harmony and unity with others. Let's do some definitions. Conflict resolutions is the process of attempting to resolve a dispute or conflict. Successful conflict resolutions occur by listening to and providing opportunities to meet each side's needs and adequately address their interests so that they are each satisfied with the outcome. A peacemaker. A peacemaker is one who makes peace by reconciling parties that are at variance. Matthew 5 and 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Grace. Grace is an essential part of God's character. Grace is closely related to God's benevolence, love, and mercy. Grace can be variously defined as God's favor towards the unworthy or God's benevolence on the undeserving. In His grace, God is willing to forgive us and bless us abundantly, in spite of the fact that we don't deserve to be treated so well or dealt with so generously. The peacemakers are those that are bold to resolve conflicts, restore relationships, and avoid strife. The biblical peace is not simply an absence of violence, but rather is a full experience of well-being, James 3 and 18. So on today, we're going to talk about just what it means to be a peacemaker. What does blessed are the peacemakers mean? Matthew 5 and 9 is part of Jesus' sermon on the Mount, in which he says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. The Greek word translated peacemaker is used in only one other place in the New Testament in a slightly different form. Colossians 1 and 20 says, for it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Jesus laid down his life to make peace between God and sinners. And when we can carry that message of peace to others, we are peacemakers. God delights in those who reconcile others to himself. Those who bring the gospel are beautiful, Isaiah 52 and 7. Isaiah 52 and 7 is the King James Version. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, the published peace that bringeth good tidings of good, that published salvation that says unto Zion, thy God reigneth. God reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians 5 and 18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Those who bring reconciliation to broken relationships are carrying on the work of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Those who give of themselves, as Jesus did in order that others may know God, are called blessed. There's no real peace apart from a relationship with God, Romans 5 and 1. Romans 5 and 1, the King James Version says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What may masquerade as worldly peace is merely a temporary lull in chaos, John 14 and 27. John 14, 27, this is the King James Version. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We must make every effort to do all we can to live a peace with everyone. Hebrews 12:14 states that, if at all possible, if it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Romans 12 and 18, if it is possible as much as lieth in you, live peaceable with all men. Don't try to argue with your neighbors and your relatives. You know how we do. Look, I'm just going to get them told. you know, we just something that we do. We want to just tell them off. No, walk with peace. Your relationship should be one. Psalms 34, 13 and 14, and this verse of scripture tells us to keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. James 3, 17 and 18, NIV states, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace, loving, considerate, submission, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Now, James 3, 17, 18, King James Version says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. We are keeping it simple on today, so we're going to wrap it up. And next week, will you come back to hear more on this subject? The aim is for perfection, to be of one mind and to live in peace. 2 Corinthians 13 and 11 states, finally, my brethren, goodbye. Aim for perfection. Listen to my appeal. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. So as long as we are operating in the Beatitudes, the blessings, as long as we're seeking the living God, as long as we're trying to stand in the Word, then we are not walking after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And because we're walking after the Spirit, we are peacemakers. Only children of God can bring the peace of knowing God to others. A person must have a real relationship with God before he or she can help someone else know God. Those who witness for Christ, share their faith with their friends, and serve others in the name of Christ as the ambassadors for peace. Those who bring the wonderful message of God, peace to the world, are peacemakers. And Jesus called them the children of God. And I have some Bible verses about peacemakers. Matthew 5 and 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Romans 12, 18, if it be possible, as much as life in you, live peaceable with all men. Matthew 7 and 12, therefore all things, whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Ephesians 1, 4, 1 through 32. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptismal, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of you is given grace according to the measures of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measures of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measures of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feelings have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversations the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Never let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good, and he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corruption communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 13, and to esteem them very highly in love for their works' sake. And be at peace among yourselves. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. This is the King James Version. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Matthew 5, 22. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Luke 6:31, and as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Numbers 25 and 12, wherefore say, Behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace. Matthew 5, 13, 3 to 12. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs the kingdom of heaven. Mark 11, 25. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespass. Colossians 3 and 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Matthew 6, 9 through 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Jeremiah 8 and 11. For they have healed the hurt of the daughters of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Matthew 5, 24. Leave there thy gifts before the altar and go thy way. First, be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. James 3, 17 and 18. But the wisdom that is from above is first peaceful, pure, then peaceful, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Matthew 22, 37 through 40, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Proverbs 19:17. He that has pity upon the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he hath given, will he pay him again. Let's pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we humbly come before your throne of grace. Lord God, first and foremost, we ask you to forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us for any sins we have committed, any unknown sin, any secret sins, Lord God, any sins that we willfully done. And then, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings, Lord God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. And we thank you on this morning. Lord God, we adore you. We magnify you. We honor you because you are God. You are sovereign in all your ways. We open our mouths and we speak well of you. We say that you are holy. We say that you are majestic, God. You are all right with us. We open our mouths to give you glory. We open our mouths to magnify you. You are God that heals. You are the God that delivers. You are the God that set the captives free. Lord God, we thank you. God, we thank you because you are the God that provides for your people. We praise you in advance that we're going to be better. We praise you in advance that someone is going to be healed. We praise you in advance that someone is going to be delivered. And we praise you in advance that someone is going to be set free. Lord God, we just ask you to allow someone that has been struggling with peace, Lord God, on this week to come humbly to you and receive your peace. Not peace that man give, because no one can give peace but you, God. Because Isaiah 26:3 tells us that thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Keep our minds, Lord. Help us to trust in you. Help us to not be peace breakers, but to be peacemakers for your glory, God, because you deserve all the glory, you deserve all the honor, and you deserve all the praise. Lord God, be with Dr. Carrie and allow her safe passages during this time of travel. Lord God, we ask you to look on the listeners and your people everywhere, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we just ask you to give them peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.